Could I have a Rambam, please, Sefer HaMitzvahs? Before we even start learning tonight, we dedicate the shiur le'ilui nishmoso shelo isha ha'chashuva chava basra boruch. And this is the mother of our dear friend, Rav Avrom Bauer, who was a meshtatev kavua, a steady participant in our shiur, a wonderful person. And your mother's first yortzeit is in another 2 days, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Alav derech chodesh Adar, Lamed Shvat. Shetanuach b'sholom al meshkove, she should be a melech yoshev for your beautiful family, and you should all be zoichet v'ariches yomim v'shonim. And the Torah we learn tonight is dedicated le'ilui nishmoso shel Chava Basra Boruch, and also le'rafua shleima, l'shmol David ben Leviya, shleima Eliyahu ben Leviya, shekodesh Baruch Hu yishlach lehem. Refuah shleima min hashamayim l'ramach ivereihem l'shesa gideihem, and they should have arichas yomim v'shonim b'toiv u'b'ne'imim. And we should always be mevaser b'sodes tovus. So this week we move from Har Sinai to Har HaMoriah. And in the past 2 weeks we spoke about Mamed Har Sinai and Kabbalas HaTorah and Taryag Mitzvahs. Last week we dealt with Aseres HaDibros and Mitzvah Sheben Odom L'mokrem and Mitzvah Sheben Odom L'chaveri. And this week, V'yosu li migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichon. K'chol ha'sharani mara oischo. Est havnas ha'mishkem est havnas kol keilov kein ta'asu. So the mitzvah V'yosu li migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichon is a mitzvah which is not noyeg until Alpinovi, b'korov b'yameinu, b'ezaz Hashem, we should be zoichot to binyan b'yosu migdosh. What is included in the mitzvah of Yossi Lemigdosh v'shuchanti v'soichem? Is that specifically the base Migdosh? Does that include Kleya Migdosh? Arba'o machloikes v'dova. We find 4 different opinions bein gedolei rabbeinu v'rishonim. How do we define the mitzvah of Yossi Lemigdosh v'shuchanti v'soichem? The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asay Chof. The opinion of the Rambam is that this mitzvah is inclusive, and the Mishkan includes Kol Kelo. Shitzivonu livnes bayis la'avoido, bo yakrove vavoros eish tomid, and the Rambam clearly says that kvar bi'anu shezeh haklal koilel chalokim, v'shehamenoyre v'ashulchon v'mezbeach v'zolosom kulam hem mechelkei ha'migdosh, v'kol yikare migdosh. So the Rambam clearly says, Menorah, Shulchan, Mazbeach are all included in the mitzvah Yosef Limigdosh Vishuchanti Besoichon. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban, not in mitzvah Sasechov, but rather in mitzvah Sasei Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel is the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. And the Ramban says, Yosef Limigdosh refers only to the base of Migdosh, because the Migdosh is a bias, and that is Beis HaBchira. And the mitzvah specifically, explicitly, refers only to the Beis HaMigdosh. So, where is the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim? The Ramban argues that the avoida that we are to perform in each and every one of the Klei HaMigdosh necessitates Asiyas HaKelim. If we don't have the Menorah, how will we perform the mitzvah of Adlokas HaNeiros and Hatovas HaNeiros? And if we don't have a Mizbeach HaChitzon, we can't bring Karbonos. And without Mizbeach HaPnimi, we can't have Ketores. And the same applies to Lechem HaPonim and the Shulchan. So the Ramban maintains that the mitzvah that we are to be Mekayim with each and every one of the kalim would necessitate asiyas akli. So the mitzvah of Ktoiras includes asiyas amizbeach apnimi. The mitzvah of atovas aneiras and adlokas aneiras includes asiyas amenoira. And the same applies to the mizbeach achitzin, the mizbeach apnimi, the shulchan, the basic klei mikdash. That is the opinion of the Ramban. What the Ramban and the Rambam both agree upon is in the list of Taryag, Binyan Beis Abchira has only one slot. That is the consent of the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, because all the Kalim are included in the midst of Yossi LeMikdash. According to the Ramban, no. The Yossi LeMikdash means exclusively the Mikdash and none of the Kalim. But the Ramban agrees that the Kalim do not have separate mitzvahs, but the avoda that we are to perform in each and every one of the kelim necessitates asiyas akli, so the asiyas akelim would be included in the mitzvah of Yosili, not in the mitzvah of Yosili Mikdash, but rather in the specific mitzvahs to perform each and every one of those avodas. So, the Ramban wrote a sukkah on Sefer HaMitzvahs, but Minyan HaMitzvahs, which the Rambam refers to as Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, Minyan HaMitzvahs is an integral part of Mishneh Torah. And therefore, the Baal HaHasogas on Minyan HaMitzvahs is actually the Ravid, the same Ravid that wrote a Sogas on the entire Mishneh Torah. He is the one also to write a Sogas on Minyan HaMitzvahs. And we find a sugah of the Ravid in Mitzvah Chof. Mitzvah Chof is the mitzvah of Yosei LeMikdash Shulchanti B'Soichon. So the Rambam writes, B'Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, HaNikro B'Finu Minyan HaMitzvahs. And this is a shorter version of Sefer HaMitzvahs. And as I said, Sefer HaMitzvahs is a Sefer B'Fnei Atzmoi. And therefore, the Baal HaSugahs, and also the Noisei Kalim and Sefer HaMitzvahs are not the same ones we are familiar with in the Mishneh Torah. In the Mishneh Torah, the Ravid is the Baal HaSugahs. We have the Kesef Mishneh, the Magad Mishneh, the Radbaz. They are the Noisei Kalim of the Rambam. Say in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's different. The Ramban is the Baal HaSugahs, and we have the Megillas Esther, Magen Issah Tova, Leiv Sameach, the Gedolim that are the Parashonim, the commentators of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So, Mitzvah Chof, Minyan HaMitzvahs, Livnois Beis HaBchira, Shenema V'Osulim Mikdosh, HaSugas HaRavid, V'Lomo Hiniach Livnois Mizbach Avonim Shleimois. So the Ravid, he has no HaSugah regarding the other clay Mikdosh, but the Ravid argues, Mizbach Avonim, that is a mitzvah into itself. And he refers to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So why would the Mizbeach HaChitzon be different than the Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Shulchan or the Menorah? Or why is the Ravid troubled and bothered only by the fact that the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Livnois Mizbach Avonim? Mizbach Avonim is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So why is that the only clay Mikdosh that troubles the Ravid? Why did the Rambam omit this mitzvah? And that is a very interesting question. So my feeling is that Ravid agrees the Yossi LeMikdash would include all the clay HaMikdash. And therefore, yes, Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Clay HaMikdash are included in the Yossi LeMikdash. However, Mizbech HaVonim is different because it's not a kli. It's not a kli. On one hand, it wasn't in the Mikdash of Amidbar. In the Mikdash of Amidbar, the Mizbeach was a kli. It was moved from one place to the other. But when they will arrive in Yerushalayim, and that will be the Beis Elonim, the Mizbeach will be a structure. It'll be Mechubel HaKarka. It's a Mizbech HaVonim. So for two different reasons, the Ravid feels it is not like the other kelim, and it is not included in the Yossi LeMikdash. Number one, it wasn't in the Mikdash Shebemidbar. In the Mikdash Shebemidbar, the Mizbeach was just like any other vessel, any other kli. However, not so in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. And the Mizbeach is not an integral part of the Mikdash. It is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. And just to prove the point, and Lechoyra to substantiate the Ravid's argument, all the other Kalim are in Parshas Truma, in our Parsha. But the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach came before the mitzvah of Yosef HaMikdash Shanti B'Sorichom, and that is in the end of Parshas Yisroi. Mizbach Adomo Tasu Li. וזבחת עול ועירוסך ושלומך ועשויך ועזבקורך בכל מקום אשר אזכיר שמי ובילך ובברכתיך. ואם מזבח עבורם תעשה לי, לא יסי בני עזן גוסויס, כי חיה בכל נפתו נבט החלליהו. So the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach comes before Vyosei LeMikdash. That is the end of Parshas Yisroi. And it is only in Parshas Mishpotim that we learn the mitzvah of Vyosei LeMikdash ושכנתי בצויכם. So the Ravid seems to have a strong argument. And primarily, I mean to explain, why doesn't the Rambam have the same asuga regarding the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Shulchan, the Menorah? No. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam, contrary to the Ramban. Vyosi LeMikdash includes all the Kalim, besides the Mizbech, because the Mizbech was not part of the Mikdash, and also because the Mizbech is a structure, and seems to be the case, that is why the Mizbeach is in Parshas Yisroi before we ever had the mitzvah of Yosuli Mikdash Vishukhanti Besorchem. Before we continue much farther, I just want to make a comment. L'chayre, the Rambam seems to be right in Mipshutoi Shal Mikro. Vyosuli Mikdash Vishukhanti Besorchem. Kechol asher anima ro'oischo, estabnes ha-mishkom, estabnes kol kelov, v'chein ta'asu. So V'chein Ta'asu probably is the same mitzvah as V'usili Mikdash V'shukhanti B'soichom. So Pshutoi Shul Mikro would indicate V'usili Mikdash V'shukhanti B'soichom K'chol Asher Animar O'ischo Estavnes HaMikdash V'estavnes Kol Kelov V'chein Ta'asu. So this L'chayra would prove that Kelam HaBachal Mikdash. But this is Tavnes HaMikdash, Tavnes HaMikdash V'tavnes Kol Kelov. Mizbech Avonim is not a Kli. Mizbech Avonim comes before the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe that is why the Rambam Paskins, in accordance to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, and the Rambam Paskins and Beis HaBchira, Perek Vav, Halachat Hazvav, Makriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. Makriven Karbonis Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash to be Makriv Karbonis. But the Rambam doesn't say Madlike Neres Beli Bayis, Maktirin Ktoires Beli Bayis. If there's no bias, there is no shulchan and no lechem aponim. But the bias is not ma'akav akrovas korbonos. And that lechoyra would be mechazik the argument of the Ravid. But the Rambam does not exclude mizbech avonim from the mitzvah of Yosef HaMikdash Shulchanti B'Soichom. So, to explain the Rambam, we must assume, yes, makriv and afal pi she'ein bayis, but that does not mean that it's not part of the mitzvah of Yosef HaMikdash v'shulchanti b'soichom. In a few minutes, we will deal with another question. If all the kelim are included in the Yosef HaMikdash v'shulchanti b'soichom, is the Beis HaMikdash valid if some of those kelim are missing? If there is no menorah or no shulchan, could we do the ktoiris? If there is no Mizbech HaPnimi, would we still be made of a Madlek as a Neiros? The fact, or the opinion of the Rambam, that all the Kalim are included in Yosef HaMikdash Shukhanti Pesachim, does that necessarily mean that they're all Ma'akev? No. I'll give a very good example. The Mitzvah of Tzitzis includes Tcheles. Same Mitzvah. Tcheles is not a separate Mitzvah. A Kon of Psil Tcheles. It's part of Mitzvah Tzitzis. So the fact that Tcheles is part of Mitzvah Tzitzis doesn't necessarily mean that Tcheles would be Ma'akev in Mitzvah Tzitzis. So the fact that we say Vyosi LeMikdash includes all the Kalim does not necessarily mean that the Kalim are Ma'akev in the shame of Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam on one hand paskins Makriv and Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. You could be Ma'akev Kaboros even without a bias. All you need is the Mizbeach. But still the Rambam's opinion is that all the Kalim, including the Mizbeach HaChitzon, are all included in the midst of Yosef HaMikdash V'shulchanti B'Soichom. So, I think our interpretation of the Rambam must be this. In the Mikdash, there was a separate Mizbeach for Ktoiris. Yes, it was metaltel. Because the entire Mikdash was metaltel. It was all portable. And the Mikdash had membeis masois. So the Mizbeach HaChitzoin as well. And because when they arrive in Yerushalayim, the Mikdash will no longer be a Mishkan, a temporary portable Mishkan. The Mikdash will be transformed into being a huge structure. The same would apply to the Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaChitzoin would no longer be a Kli, it would be Mizbeach Avonim, and not Mizbeach HaNechoshes, as it was in the Mikdash. But the mitzvah would be the same. It's unreasonable that the mitzvah of Mizbeach HaChitzoin in Mikdash is different than the mitzvah L'dayrois, and therefore the Rambam maintains it's all the same mitzvah. And that doesn't mean that the Mikdash is ma'akev the Mizbeach, or the Mizbeach is ma'akev the Mikdash, even though it's all included in the same mitzvah. So, three different opinions. The Ravid excludes only the Mizbeach. And we explained the Ravid the Tuv Tam. First of all, the mitzvah of Asiyas Mizbeach came before the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdash. It's in Parshas Yisroi and not in Parshas Truma. Secondly, makriven afal pishem bayis. If you could be makriv kaboros on the Mizbeach without a base Mikdash, it's not reasonable to say it's the same mitzvah. I think it's more reasonable to say one chelik is not ma'akev other chalokim, like tcheles and lovan, like the Mizbeach regarding the Shulchan or the Menorah. But if the Kelim are included in the Osuli Mikdash, it's not reasonable that the Ikar is not ma'akev the Tofel, because the Kelim are included in the mitzvah which refers the Ikar, primarily, first and foremost, to the base of Mikdash. So if we say Makriv and Afar Pisha Ein Bayis, it does seem a bit unreasonable to say that the mitzvah of Asiyah Mizbeach is included in the mitzvah of Asiyah Mikdash, and the Mikdash is not ma'akev in the Mizbeach. But that is the Machloikis, the Rambam, and Ravid. Opinion number four is Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. And Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon counts the mitzvah of Asiyah Mikdash, and each and every one of the kelim is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. So in the minyan mitzvahs of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, the mitzvahs hamesurim letzibur, Rishonim have different styles in the way they count the Taryag mitzvahs. Let's take Sefer HaChinuch, for example. Sefer HaChinuch goes Lefi Parshiyas HaTorah. Pri Arvi is mitzvah number one because that's in Parshas Bereishis. Ksiv is Sefer Torah is mitzvah Taryag because that's at the end of Mishnah Torah. So Sefer HaMitzvahs goes from 1 to 613. From 1, from Aleph to Taryag, Lefi, say the Parshiyas HaTorah. The Rambam divided mitzvahs to say for mitzvahs lo tase. Ramach mitzvahs to say, v'shasa mitzvahs lo tase. It's a mystery up to this very day. What is the Rambam's way of Seder HaMitzvahs? Mugdam v'ma'ucha. How did the Rambam arrange Taryag mitzvah v'Torah? What was his system? And the Rambam is always so systematic, it's a pele that he didn't share with us how he built the structure and system of Taryag mitzvahs. Why did he put some mitzvahs before others? But the Rambam didn't explain. So according to the Rambam, split in two, mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo taseh. Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon and some others, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon has mitzvahs aseh shel hayochid, mitzvahs lo taseh shel hayochid, and then mitzvahs sha'al hatzibur. So mitzvahs sha'al hatzibur, from noon to noon vav, seven mitzvahs are mikdash, and each and every one of the kelim, mikdash ve'kelim, that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. So after we explained the four different opinions and approaches to the mitzvah of mikdash ve'kelim, I just want to go back to the Rambam and the Ramban. And I wrote many times in Be'ikar and Minchas Oshon Parshas Truma, that I think the Rambam and the Ramban go l'shitosam in the way they define the essence and the mahus of Beis HaMikdash. How do we define the Beis HaMikdash? So, coming back to Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs Aseichov. When the Rambam explains and brings the mitzvah of Beis HaBchira, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdash, the Loshon of the Rambam is HaMitzvah HaEsrim. He should see Vono Livnois Beis Avoido. The Rambam defines the Beis Hamikdash as a Beis Avoido. Livnois Beis Avoido. Bo Yihye HaHakrova. Va'avoraso Eish Tomid. Va'elov Yihye HaHalicha Va'aliyah LaRegel. Va'kibbutz B'kol Shono. So the Rambam defines the Beis Hamikdash as a Beis Avoido. And we find a similar definition in the very first halach of Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph and Hilchos Beis Abchira, the Rambam writes, Livnois Bayis, Eilav yu choygigim sholosh bo'om mevishona, v'bo makrivim korbanot. So the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, but even more so in Sefer HaMitzvos, defines the Beis HaMikdash as a Beis Avoido. The Ramban might have a slightly different interpretation. What is the Beis HaMikdash all about? And the Ramban, Perush Ramban al HaTorah, in the very beginning of Parshas Truma, in our Parsha, the Ramban writes that the Eish that was on the Mizbeach, Eish Tumid, Tukad, Lo Tichbe, Lo Yichbe, that is the same Eish that was on Har Sinai. And Ashros Ashchina in the Beis HaMikdash is a continuity from Ashros Ashchina Sheshochan Al Hahar. And it is the same fire. The fire from the Sneh was on Har Sinai, and then it was in Beis HaMikdash. So according to the Ramban, if the Ramban would be asked to give two words, a definition of the Beis HaMikdash, nobody requested from the Ramban to do so, obviously. But I think if we would ask the Ramban, what is the Beis HaMikdash? He would respond and say, a Beis Shechina. That is the definition of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Beis Shechina. Because Shechina has to be with us. So when we were born at Har Sinai, Vehine Hahar Boyer Be'esh. And that same Eish, which is the Eish of Torah, the eternal flame of Torah, moved from Har Sinai to Har Maria, and it's the same as Shoros HaShchina. And the Shchina Shesharu Al Ahar is Shoyrim Bebein Shnei Akruvim BeKodesh HaKodeshim Me'al HaKapoyres. So the Ramban says it's the same Shchina. So I assume if we would ask the Ramban, could you give us a very short definition? What is the Beis HaMikdash? You would say a Beis Shechina. So the Rambam Neshitose, when the Rambam says, what's the Beis HaMikdash all about? It's a Beis Avoido. So what would a Beis HaMikdash be without the Kelim? Without the Kelim, you can't do Avoido. So how would a Beis HaMikdash be a Beis Avoido without Kelim? So the Rambam Neshitose feels that Asiyas HaKelim is part of the Mitzvah of Yosi LiMikdash. Because if the Mikdash is destined to be, or designated to be a Beis Avoido, it would have no worth without Kelim. You can't do the Avoido without Kli HaMikdash. And therefore, Kli HaMikdash are an integral part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says no, the Beis HaMikdash is primarily about Shechina. And therefore, the Kelim, the Avoido is Milta Achrita. It's not that the Avoid isn't important, but that is not the essence of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Ramban maintains, Asiyas HaKelim is not included in the mitzvah of V'yosi LeMikdash V'shuchanti B'soichom. Asiyas HaKelim is B'tzorech Avoida. And therefore, the production and the making of each and every kli is included in the mitzvah Avoida that we are to perform in that very kli. Now, what I say is logical, and I think it's nice, and it's misyashev el alev, but I can't say there is a hechreach, because even according to the Ramban, that the bias is a beis shechina, but one could still argue the shechina shouldn't be taken for granted. The shechina isn't the beis hamikdash al yedei hu avoida. So yes, when we perform the mitzvahs of mikdash, and we're machiv karbonos and meitiv and madlik neiros, so we're being the lechem apurim, that is the way we bring about the Shoros HaShchina and the Bayis. Without Avoida, maybe there would be no Shchina. And on the other hand, the Rambam definitely would agree that the Beis HaMikdash is about Shchina. After all, Isn't that what the Pasuk says? V'yoseli mikdash v'shulchanti b'soichom. V'shulchanti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. So, there's not necessarily a contradiction or a machloikis when the Rambam writes that the bayis is a bayis beis avoido, and the Ramban explains that the essence of the beis hamikdash is a shoras hashchina. How could one dispute that the essence of beis hamikdash is a shoras hashchina when the pasuk says v'yoseli mikdash v'shulchanti b'soichom? And on the other hand, maybe the Ramban would agree that without avoido there would be no shchina. But nevertheless, I do feel that there are different nuances. Yes, everybody agrees that the Beis HaMikdash is a Mokom HaShoras HaShchinah. Everybody agrees that it's important to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, I think the words have mashmos. The Rambam defines the Beis HaMikdash as a Beis Avodah. And that is why it goes without saying that Asiyas HaKelem is part of the Mitzvah Yosi HaMikdash. The Ramban might have a different nuance. And therefore, maybe the Rambam and the Ramban and this Machloikis go Lishitosam. Would there be a Nafka min al Halacha? Not necessarily. Especially according to what I just emphasized, maybe there's not really any Machloikis. And even if there are nuances, it's not a Machloikis Kikoiras Beis Abad, maybe a Machloikis Kuchuta Saro. But would there be maybe a difference? Are the various different Kelim Ma'akev? So the Leiv Sameach, and the Leiv Sameach is one of the important commentaries on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in Mishneh Torah. And the Leiv Sameach, Shoresh Yud Gimel, as we all know, I think Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, is the only Sefer ever in which the Hakdomah is 10 times as big as the Etzem Sefer. So the Rambam wrote Yud Dalet Shroshim as an introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, just to explain his principles in Sefer HaMitzvahs. I made a comment before that the Rambam didn't share with us the Seder, but he does share with us the principles. How do we define mitzvahs? Which ones are in the Taryag, which ones are not in the Taryag? And that is Yudalad Shroshim. And these Yudalad Shroshim, in a way, are an introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, but they're far bigger than Sefer HaMitzvahs Likishatzma. So in Shoresh Yud Gimel, the Leiv Sameach writes, according to the Rambam, Loi tushlam tzuras abayis ela im kol keileho. And as long as not all the kelim are in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaMikdash is not whole, it is lacking. And that is in accordance to the Rambam's opinion that V'yosi LeMikdash V'shuchanti B'Soichom includes the kelim. So the Leiv Sameach says, according to the Rambam, as long as we didn't fully perform this mitzvah and we didn't build the Beis HaMikdash with all its kelim, there is a cheser, a chasonin in the etzem shem of Beis HaMikdash, and it is as if Tzuras HaMikdash is lacking. It is not full. So that is what the Leiv Sameach writes. I think it's Shoresh Yud Beis or Shoresh Yud Gimel. But how could he say that in accordance to the Rambam? I think it's Nistar Mineu Bei, because as we pointed out before, according to the Rambam, the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, just like the others, are included in the mitzvah Yosi LeMikdash V'Shuchanti B'Soichom. And on the other hand, we already pointed out the opinion of the Rambam, Shittas HaRambam Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav of Binyan Beis HaBchira, that Makriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. So how could one say the bias is lacking, unless all the kelim are there? Well, all we need to be makav karbonis is the mizbeach hachitzen, without a beis hamikdash, definitely without the shulchan, the menorah, mizbeach hapanimim, because without the beis hamikdash, we don't have where to put them. We're going to put them, they have to be in the heichal. So you could be makav karbonis, and all you need is the mizbeach. So mehecha teisa, loimar, you could be makav karbonis with a mizbeach, without anything else, and the other kelim are makav one and the other. But that's a very good question. But on the other hand, the Rambam would agree. The Rambam would agree that we're not ma'itev neiris, madlik neiris, without a beis hamikdash. We don't do k'toris without a beis hamikdash. Neither do we do lechem apuna without a beis hamikdash. So even though the Rambam says, yes, Mizbeach HaChitzon is also included in V'yosi LeMikdash, But it does have a different status. It definitely must have a different status. And the reason we're Makav Kavros without a Beis HaMikdash is because Beis HaMikdash is not Ma'akav Bakovis Kabonis. Kedusha Rishon, Kuchi Rishat, Kuchi Rishat, Kuchi. And it also has to do with the fact that the tzivui, the mitzvah of Mizbeach HaChitzan and the Kovis Kabonis was given before the mitzvah of Yosef and Yishkanti Misoich. So we could still assume that the Leiv Sameach would be right. Beis HaMikdash per se means Beis HaMikdash and all its kelim. And as long as you don't have all its kelim, you cannot do the avodah. Besides HaKrovos HaKarbonos, which doesn't necessitate a Beis HaMikdash at all, and all it requires is the Mizbeach. And that is a Beferesh Tosefta in Menuches, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Shulchan Menoira, or Mizbechos Ma'akvim Ze Ze. Shulchan Menoira, Mizbechos Ma'akvim Ze Ze. Nothing is Ma'akvim Mizbeach HaChitzon. So our understanding of the Tosefta must be, but the Mizbeach HaChitzon is Ma'akiv K'toiris Mizbeach HaPenimi, and also the Shulchan and Menoira. So we do find a Tosefta, and this Tosefta is very reasonable according to the Rambam. The Yossi Le-Migdash includes all the Kelim, and therefore it's Mestavet that the Kelim Ma'akvim Ze Ze. According to the Ramban, why would the Kelim be Ma'akvim Ze Ze? The Yossi Le-Migdash means Migdash Bilvad, and we have the Mitzvah Asiyas Avodah. And each avodah necessitates and includes the mitzvah of asiyas hakli, that kli which is necessary to that avodah. So why would they be ma'akev one on the other? Which would be l'chayra epel. So the Leiv Sameach does seem to say that the various kelim are ma'akev one another. Maybe he doesn't even mean that. He just means to explain that the shleimus HaMikdash is only with all the kelim. He falls short of saying the kelim are ma'akvim, but it is what we find in a brisa, Perek Vav of Masechet Menuchos. So I made a comment before. Maybe the Rama and the Ramban are l'shitoso. The way they understand and explain the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Avoido. It cannot fulfill the yi'ud of being a Beis Avodah without kelim, and therefore the kelim are part of the mitzvah. According to the Ramban, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is Shechina, and therefore maybe would be a mokom lashoras Shechina, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, even without the various different kelim. Let us realize that the Rambam, going back Mitzvachov in Sefer HaMitzvos, and I will read the Rambam third or fourth time tonight, Shetzivoni Livnes Beis Avodo. And then the Rambam goes on to explain, Binya Beis Avodo Mitzvah Bifnei Asma V'kvar Bi'arnu Shezeh HaKlal Koil Chalokim שהמנוירה והשולחן והמזבח וזו לא שם כולם הם חלקי המקדוש. מנוירה, שולחן והמזבח וזו לא שם. Why doesn't you write המזבחויס? Both. Would we learn from this? No, the מזבח החיצן is not בכלל? Cannot be. Because if it's not a מצרחוב, then where is it? We do not find another slot for the מזבח החיצן. So we must assume when the Rambam writes HaMizbeach, he refers to both Mizbechos. He uses the Loshon Yochid, but the Mizbeach refers to the Chitzon and the Pnimi. How about the Oroin? Doesn't mention the Oroin. In Shoresh Yud Beis, he explains this principle about Riches. Once again saying, V'yosi L'Migdosh includes all the Kalim. There too, he doesn't mention the Oroin. How about Shittas HaRamban? The Ramban says, Asiyas HaKelim are included in the Avodas, but the Oren has no Avodah. The Ramban does say, Asiyas HaOren would be a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. But the Rambam doesn't mention the Aron. In Bayis Sheni there was no Aron. Why not? Because there were no Luchos. So without Luchos, you don't need an Aron. We also find in various different sources in Shas that the Aron was the Gamre Shaloka Derech HaTeva. I think the Rambam maintains there is no mitzvah vasiya sa'orin l'doiris. It was only a heroas show. La'osid, the luchos would be nignaz, and there would be no orin. And by Sheni, the only was the Evan Shasio, and there was no orin. So the Rambam maintains that the mitzvah vasiya sa'orin was l'sho, velo ledoides, and therefore he doesn't count the Aron together with all the other kalim being included in the mitzvah of Hamikdash. It's so surprising in Hilchos Beis HaBchira that Rambam doesn't explain how to make the Aron. He just skips the Aron, not only in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but also in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam explains in great detail exactly how the Menorah was done, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and he totally ignores the Aron, which proves that in the Rambam's understanding, the Aron is not a mitzvah l'doiris. There was one Aron in history, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu knew and decreed there will never be a need for another until Bias HaMoshiach, and according to some Rishonim, when Mashiach will come, everything will come down from the heavens. Mizbeach shel Eish, banui v'mishuchlal yered Eish min haShomayim. And therefore the Rambam, neither when explaining the mitzvah Yossi leMikdash v'shulchanti b'soichom, nor when he goes into the details of Asiyas Klei HaMikdash and Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam does not define and he does not write anything about the Aron. Coming back to what I argued, maybe the Rambam and the Ramban have slightly different nuances in explaining the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. And I said, according to the Rambam, it's a Beis HaVoido. And therefore, without the Kelim, it's not really a Mikdash. The essence of the Mikdash is a place to do the avoidum. So the Klei HaMikdash are included in Yossi HaMikdash. Masha Enken, Lashita Saramban, it's primarily Hashoras HaShchina. So, I commented that the Pasuk is Mashma Kavona Sarambam. Kachol HaSharani Maro Eischo Estavnes HaMishkan Estavnes Kol Kelev Kein Tassu L'Doyres. We find the same, and this is Tosefta number 2 in Masechet Menachos, Braisa number 2. Which I speak about today in Masechet Menachos. Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. And the Tosefta is explaining a posik in Parshas Mishpotim, I think. No, in our Parsha. V'ya Moishes, kol ha-malocho, v'hinei osu oiso, ka'asho tzivu, Hashem oisoi. The Tosefta says, v'heichan tzivohu, v'ya Moishes, es kol ha-malocho, v'hinei osu, ka'asho tzivu, Hashem oisoi, v'heichan tzivohu, and that is when Moshe sees Eskol HaMalocha. V'yah Moshe Eskol HaMalocha, v'hinei osu oisa ka'asha tzivu Hashem, v'eichan tzivu, v'yosu li migdosh, shechanti b'soichom, obviously includes the entirety of the avoid of Bezalel, and Oholiav, and Chachmei Lev, that did the various klei HaMikdosh. Hagodesh of Pesach. Godesh of Pesach, Yivne lono beis amigdosh, Vebono lono beis abchiro, Lechaper al kol avoinoi seinu. So obviously, the Loshon in the Godesh of Pesach is, Bono lono beis abchiro, Lechaper al kol avoinoi seinu. Kaporos avoinoi, as we all know, are ali de korbonois, Achatos vaoshom, and the oil is mechaper al mitzvah sasei. And then we have special kabbalas that are mechapan tumas mikdash vekodeshav. So it is lechaper al kol avoinoseinu, which seems to indicate that is the essence and the mahus and the tachlas of Beis HaMikdash. Lechaper al kol avoinoseinu. Raya number 3. And that is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Bruchas Beresh Perik Beis. David HaMelech had great tsar when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Atu loy tivne bayis lishmi. David's dream was that he will be zeichet to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it was not to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, Shloimo bincho, hu yivne bayis lishmi. And the Yerushalmi says that David HaMelech had tremendous tsar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to him and said, Klum Shloima bincho osed livnois beis hamikdash elo lahakrev boi karbonois. Yofa shu achas she'ato oisek v'chesed u'v'toira yoisem akol hakarbonois she'osed Shloima bincho lahakrev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoles David and he tells him, your Torah and your mitzvahs are more precious to me than all the karbonis that Shloima would ever be makrev. But the lotion of the Yerushalmi is Klum Shloime Bincho Osid Livnois Beis HaMikdash Elo LaHakrev Boi Karbonois. So we see in this Yerushalmi that the essence of Beis HaMikdash is LaHakrev Boi Karbonois. Shloima Bincho Osid Livnois Beis HaMikdash Elo LaHakrev Boi Karbonois. And that is Bonalos Beis HaBchiro LaChaper Al Kol Avoinoisenu Hechen Tzivou. So Pashas Advorim does indicate that the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is Karbonis, and that is Avoido. But still, maybe this entire Avoido was to bring about Hashroes Hashchina, and that is what the Ramban says, that the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, is the continuity of Har Sinai, the same Shechina. The rest of the Har Sinai, that is the Shechina that moves on, and that is the Shechina that was in the Beis HaMikdash, in Kodesh HaKodeshim.
It's not the Pshat, because at the end of Mishpatim it says, Shachan Adam, the Shechina of the Adam, the beginning of Tumah, the Shachanti, the Tocha.
Yes, yes. Yes, definitely. What is the Pasuk referring to at the end of Parshas Mishpatim? So one additional comment, and maybe the Rambam and the Ramban go Lishitosam once again in one additional machlokes that they have. And this is also, I find, a very interesting comment. Yes. Umar v'yishkin kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai. V'yechaseo anon. So yes, at the end of Mamed Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Vayishkan Kvoid Hashem Har Sinai, and that is the same. Mara Kvoid Hashem Ke'eshor Cheles Barosh Ahar Le'eni B'nei Yisrael. And then we have V'yosi Le'migdash V'shuchanti B'Sorichom, and that is actually the Ramban's interpretation, that Parshas Trima continues the Mamed and Ashor Sashchina of Mamed Har Sinai that we learn at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So the Ramban, Mitzvois Loises Shochach Harav. As we know, the Ramban subtracts some of the mitzvahs that the Rambam counts, and he suggests others that the Rambam, for some reason, ignores. So the third mitzvah, in mitzvahs in Lavim Shochach Harav, writes the Ramban, Shenemnanu sheloy leshanis seder hanochas akelem b'mikdash kesholchon v'menoyre v'mizbechois v'hu amoro yizborach at in Parshas Mishpatim u'bechol asher umarti alechem tishomeru. And that means not to be mishana seder akelem. Menoyre b'dorim, sholchon b'tzofen, v'mizbech ha'pnimi in the middle, and that is in the Heichel. None of these go into Kodesh HaKodeshim. They don't go out where the Mizbech HaChitzen is. So the Ramban says that's a lav. B'kol asher amarti elechem tishomeru. How would the Rambam respond? The Rambam would say that is part of the mitzvah of Yossi LeMikdash. If the Klei Mikdash are included in Yossi LeMikdash, then where to place each and every kli, that is also part of Yosef HaMikdash. Just like the right dimensions is not a mitzvah b'fnei asmo. The dimensions on the Megdish, the way to the materials that we use to do the kelim, where to put the kelim is merely one more detail and a chelik mechalkei mitzvah. So just like the mitzvah of Yosi Migdash includes the kelim, it also includes how to do the kelim, what materials, and where to put the kelim. That is all included in the mitzvah of Yosi Migdash. But according to the Ramban, no, a siyas kelim has nothing to do with Yosi Migdash. Yosi Migdash is only erecting the base of Migdash in itself. And that is why the Ramban feels that this is a lav bifnei asma b'kol asher amati alechem tishomeru shelo lishanis es seder hakelim. So we discussed at length in today's shiur the mitzvah v'yosili migdash v'shulchanti v'soichem, and we touched many points. And one of the yesodis that we try to suggest, even though I explained there's no hechlech, but it's a fair suggestion that the Rambam and the Ramban have different understandings regarding the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Va'ato ba'avoyno yisenu shorobu chorav ha'bayis ve'nisaf ha'heichal ve'en lanu lo'y koyen ba'avidosoy ve'lo levi be'shiroi uve'zimroi. What do we have left? Do we have ashloas ha'shchino? Yes, we do. Like the Gemara says in Megillat Daf Chof Tes, ve'eyo lochem למקדוש מעט בכל המקום אשר תבואו שמו אלו בוטה כנסיס ובוטה מדרושס שבבובל and כאן וחויים בוטה כנסיס and בוטה מדרושס שבירץ ישראל. So yes, כשחורה ובייס the Shekhinah did not take Makla ותרמילה and go back up to the heavens. No, השכינה נודדת מבייס מדש לבייס כנסס, מבייס כנסס לבייס מדש. And that is what the Navi says. ואיה לוחם למקדוש מעט בכל המקום אשר תבואו שמו. אלה בוטה כנסיס ובוטה מדרושס שבבובל. Why בוטה כנסיס ובוטה מדרושס? I explained many times that the three basic clay מקדוש were מנוירה, שולחן, מזבחויס. All the others were merely supplementary. But the Avodas HaMikdash, the daily Avodas HaMikdash, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimoy, Dvar Shabbos B'Shabbatoy, is totally performed in Mizbechos, every day Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Rabbeinu Rabbayim, every day K'toyres, Shel Shachar, K'toyres Shel Rabbeinu Rabbayim, the Menorah, Atova V'Adlokas HaNeres, והשבס ושבתוי לכם הפון. שלושת אלה כנגד מה? כנגד תוירה, אבוידה, and גמילס חסודים. So בוטה כנסיס that are dedicated to אבוידה. And בוטה מדרושה is dedicated to תלמד תוירה. They are כנגד מזבח and מנוירה. And that is why they are מקדוש מעט. So how about the Shulchan? Menorah indicates Torah, obviously. Kineh mitzvah v'Torah or. Mizbeach is Avoida. Avoida is a Karbonos and Tfilois, Keneged Karbonos Tikram. So what is the Shulchan? Obviously, Gimelis Chasodim. Because the Gemara says at the very end of Masechet Chagiga, Shulchan HaShalodom Mechaper, Ki Mizbeach, Rashi Tosis explained, what is the kapor of the shulchan? It is achnasas orchem, gemilas chasodim. So in the Lekutim at the end of the Kedushas Levi, the Kedushas Levi writes, every bayis dedicated to chesed is also a mikdosh ma'at. And I think it goes without saying, pshita. Because avodas hamikdash was centered around Menorah Mizbeach Shulchan, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasodim, Botei Kneisis, Botei Medrashos, and Botei Chesed. And that essentially was Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov. The other way around, Yankov is Torah, Ishtam Yoshev Aholam. Yitzchak is the essence of Avodah, and that is a Kedus Yitzchak. And what was the midah of Avraham? Titen Chesed LaAvraham, V'yita Eshel. Yes. So the Shechina is still with us. Wherever there is Torah, chesed, avoida, that is a makom lashos hashchina, and those are mikdashei ma'at. So Megillah Chavav, there's a sugya, machloikis, which of the two has a greater kedusha, both the knesios or both the midrashos? And I said, Mekufnun Gimon HaShulchan Aruch HaRachayim, the Pesach is a Beis Medrash has a greater Kedusha than a Beis Knesses. And why is that? Libi Yoimeli. Torah Avoyde Gimel Eschosodim. And at the very beginning of Mesechet Tovis, we learn Al Shloisha Dvorim Uoyle Moimed, Al Torah Al Avoyde Gimel Eschosodim. But in many passages in the Zohar, it is clear that the Berea HaTichon, the Amoid Hoem Tzoi is Torah. Miyamin Umismoel Avoide and Chesed. And a Minchasosha Sichas Adai Torah, I wrote a thought, and to me it's a very powerful thought. In the Heichal, Mokoim Raglei HaKoyanim, Mokoim Hu Avoide, there are three Kalim. Menorah keneged Torah, Mizbeach keneged Avoda, Shulchan keneged Chesed. And each of these three is just as important as the other. They were all in the same place in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal. But in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in total concealment, where no human being, no mortal could come in, and even in Yom Kippur, once a year, the Yerushalmi says, when the Kohen Gadol came into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Nispashet v'nasek kemaloch, because the Pesuk says, Kol Odom lo yeh ba'oil. And that includes the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Kol Odom lo yeh ba'oil. So when the Kohen Gadol had to come in once a year, in the holiest of days, in Yom Kippur, Nispashet v'nase kemala. What's in Kodesh HaKodeshim? One thing. Aroinu edes v'boi luchos abris. Was there anything else in the Aroin besides the luchos? A sefer Torah. So there, in total concealment, above and beyond the realm of our understanding and appreciation, Torah reigns supreme. And only Torah is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Lelamedchu. In all practicality, in everything that regards our avoida, Torah, avoida, gemilas, chesodim are the same, equal in importance. And these three kalim were avoidas amigdash, same place, same importance, same significance. Menorah, mizbeach, shulchan. Torah, avoida, gemilas, chesodim. But not beidgalia, but rather beidkasia. In Kodesh HaKodeshim, there is only Torah. And that is what we find in the Zohar. The pillar is Torah, supported miyamin umismoil by Avoida and Gemilas Chesodim. And maybe that is why Kedusha's Beis Medrash is above and beyond the Kedusha of a Beis Knesses. Because Torah, in Pnimius, comes before all the others. V'hu sha'omru chachomim, v'talmud Torah keneged kulo. And that is why Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But interesting, in Brochas Dav Ches, Chazal explained the posek, Oyhev Hashem, Sharei Tzion, Mikol Mishkenois Yankov, Chazal say, Oyhev Hashem, Sha'orim Amitzionim Ba'alocha, Yoisem Abot HaKnesses Abot HaMedrashos. What is it that is even more central and more cherished and more precious than both the Knesset and both the Midrashos? Shorim Mitzion Ba'alocha. Isn't that a Beis Medrash? So obviously Chazal mean to emphasize there are many both the Medrash, but Shorim Mitzion Ba'alocha comes first, and that is Lasuk Shmaitza Alibi de Hilchus. And many times I explain that is Ikr Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Lodat et aderech neilech bo ve'es hamasa asher yasun. And those are Sha'orim Hamitsuyonim Bahaloch. That is what we're left with, both the Knesset and both the Midrashos. So Rashi writes in Shabbos Daf Nun Hey, where was the Shekhinah before we had the Mishkan? Ad sheloy nivna oyel moyed hoyso hashchinah shoyre ba'ohalei tzadikim is what Rashi writes in Shabbos Nun Hey Yomet Beis. An interesting nisuach. Ad sheloy nivna oyel moyed hoyso hashchinah shoyre ba'ohalei tzadikim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yosil Yemigdish Shechanti B'Soichom. And that was the concentration of Shechinah. U'mesham Yotze Shechinah L'Kol Yisrael. And after Chor Mabayis, once again, Ba'o'alei Tzadikim, Ba'bote Knesiyas, Ba'bote Medroshois, U'bebote Chesed. So you hear us and we should be Soichom B'Kurov B'Yomeinu. In the Schus of Torah, the Schus of Avoid, and the Schus of Chesed. So, I mentioned before, according to the Rambam, the Bayis HaShlishi will be built by us, by people, just like Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and just like the Mishkan Shebamidbar. Rashi and Tosfos, three different sources in Shas, Shavuos Tezvav, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, Sukkah Mem Aleph. Rashi and Tosfos maintain, the Bayis HaShlishi will come down fire from the heavens. Eish min ha-shamayim, shenemar, migdash, Hashem, koyden yodecho. So do we have nothing to do with it? So many Sefer Chassidus say, of course, we're the ones to build the bayis. We build it up there in heaven. And in my understanding, with our Torah, we make the menorah. And probably the oroin as well. With our davening, our tefillahs, we make the mizbechos. With our chesed, probably we make the shulchan. And when all those will be ready, then we will be zeiche to a base mikdash. So my Rebbe, the close of my Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik Lavrocha, used to tell a story many times. It's an amazing story. That once the Divrei Chaim, many of you probably heard about the Divrei Chaim, was the first Tzanzer Rebbe. So the Divrei Chaim was once at the Tish, and he seemed to be Achuz Sarapim. And suddenly he said, I see in the heavens that the entire Beis Mikdash was ready and we were almost Zoicha to Keitz HaYomim. In Sigakumen Ayid Ba'arza Samarev in Et Getien Agrois Aveira in Et Tzerissen De Paroiches. That is the way he told the story. The Divrei Chaim said, some great Russia, somewhere in a distant land, did an Avera and he tore the Paroiches to shreds. And one of the Choshev HaChassidim, who himself was somewhat of a Rebbe, Rabbi Yosel at Tomeshover, was sitting at the Tish, and he was so excited and taken aback, and he yelled out, so why doesn't the Rebbe do the Paroiches? If all that's all that's missing. And the Divrei Chaim was even more tzeflakert, and he said, I did the Paroiches. I did it. And then that Rosh came and tore it to shreds. So we don't have a Divrei Chaim today. I have no idea what is the status up there of the Beis HaMikdash. What are we missing now? Is it the Paroiches or the Kapoiras, the Oren or the Menorah? This Mizbeach or that Mizbeach? How would we know? We don't have a Divrei Chaim with open eyes to look up what's happening up there in the heavens. But I do know that one of the great tzaddikim, same generation as the Divrei Chaim, the Kamana Rebbe in Heichal HaBrocha, writes that at the end of days, what will be Ma'akev Bias HaMoshiach is the Oroin. And Aroinu Eides will be the last kli to be completed up there in the Beis Mikdash Shel Mala. So how do we do the Oroin? As I said before, only with Talmud Torah. So sometimes our generation feels we're doing so great. And all the Rosh Hashivas and the Rabbonim say, never before were there so many Bnei Torah, never before were there so many Talmid HaChachamim. And I feel if we would be that great, then why isn't Mashiach here? the fact that Mashiach did not yet come means that we're not as great as we think we are. We're obviously not as great as many tell us we are. If we would be so super, then Mashiach would be here. And if the Aroin is still lacking, and the Aroin is still missing, obviously we could and we should be learning far more. Because what needs to be completed up there is the Aroin, as the commander Rebbe said 200 years ago. So let's make a joint effort to complete the Aroin. And that is with Simcha Zatoyra and Shashua Shaltoyra and Kviya Sintam Latoyra. And in the Schar of Talmud Torah, we should be Zocha Bekorah B'Yomeinu. Shazeh HaBayis HaShlishi. I'm quoting Loshon Rashi and Sukkah Memalav. Zeh HaBayis HaShlishi Sh'onu Mitzavim Loi Banui V'Meshuchlal Yered Min HaShomayim Sh'nemar Migdash Hashem Koinen Yodecho V'Biaz Goel Tzedek and Binyan Beis HaMigdosh B'Mheiro V'Yomeinu. Amen. Thank you.